Every marriage involves a certain amount of risk, but marriages that involve the sponsorship of a non-citizen pose a risk of a different kind, the potential of marriage fraud. That's the name for an increasingly used scheme in which immigrants marry Canadian citizens simply to gain entry to Canada. Though many offshore marriages succeed in long and happy unions, I'm aware of far too many unhappily ever after situations. Financially and emotionally, these marriages prove extremely costly for sponsoring spouses. Along with Citizenship and Immigration Canada, or CIC, I urge members of the Yorkton-Melville constituency to exercise extreme caution before choosing an offshore marriage. Minister of Immigration and Multiculturalism, Jason Kenney, estimates that there are countless cases of marriage fraud across the country. Consultations with Canadians across the country, and especially with victims of marriage fraud, reveal the desire for the government to take some kind of action to stop this abuse. Last October 26th, Citizenship and Immigration Canada introduced a regulation that changed the rules. Prior to that date, a sponsored spouse, common law or conjugal partner, could leave the relationship without consequence to his residency status or sponsorship arrangements. The sponsoring spouse had no recourse but to continue to fulfill his or her financial obligations of sponsorship for the required 3-year period, including the repayment of any social service costs incurred by their spouse. The changes to the regulations mean that immigrant spouses or partners whose applications for permanent residency or PR were received by CIC on or after October 25, 2012, must now live in a legitimate relationship with their sponsor for 2 years from the day they receive their PR status. If they chose to leave prior to 2 years, their status, along with their sponsorship, may be revoked. Exceptions to the law are made in cases involving children born to the marriage, abuse or neglect of the person being sponsored, or death of the sponsoring spouse. Palwinder Singh Gill, founder of the Canadian Marriage Fraud Victims Society of Canada, found at www.immigrationmarriagefraud.ca, praised the change. "I think it is a very good measure. Canada's generous family sponsorship program was being abused because many people were marrying only to get a permanent resident card and then leave their partners. With this rule, those abusing the system will think twice," he said. Along with the CIC, "I strongly caution members of my constituency to take prudent thought before entering a marriage involving sponsorship of a non-citizen. Unfortunately, the duplicity of some has ruined it for many legitimate potential relationships." More information on how to immigrate to Canada the honest way can be found at www.immigration.gc.ca/antifraud. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.